It is time to continue the hour with this month's round of Built the Right Way with David Fitch, a feature made possible by Marvin Windows and Doors. Today we are welcoming David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. They just celebrated 100 years in Carrboro, have been celebrating all year long. Fitch Lumber and Hardware is known well in our community for the hardware store, but they do a whole lot more, and they work with a lot of partners from architects and builders and remodelers and renovation contractors and more. You can find them online at fitchlumber.com. We're also joined in the studio by one of those partners, Tom DiBenedetto, who is the operation manager for the Building Development Service Department for the town of Chapel Hill. Originally from New York, he's been honored, among many other things, as a U.S. Top 50 remodeler by the National Association of Home Builders. David, Tom, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Aaron, thank you.
So, first of all, Tom, introduce yourself to us. I did the five-second summary, but who are you? What's your background?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm a retired builder developer from New York. Came down here in 2014. Grew up in the business about, I'm feeling old, but I'm going over four decades within the industry in different aspects. Came down here because it's a beautiful place, something my wife and I always wanted to go. Nice warm weather, be around some good people. So.
Awesome. And today we're focusing, David, on the relationship between builders and homeowners and local municipalities and folks like Tom who are in those positions now with the town of Chapel Hill, right?
Right, yeah. You know, oftentimes we hear a lot of back and forth between builders, architects, designers, and homeowners, and also the relationship between municipalities and inspections department, planning department. A lot of that, there's some frustration that goes back and forth because lots of times people aren't either properly prepared or they don't really understand the process. That's something I wanted to kind of talk with Tom about today, is that relationship between those two parties. And I believe the first thing that we talked about earlier, Tom, was that your first kind of two factors here on how this works is, A, are you allowed to do something? Can you just kind of expand on that as a builder? I have a piece of property, or my homeowner, I have a piece of property. What can I do with this?
Sure, great question. So speaking as a retired builder developer, the first question we always get is, when are you gonna start? The next question we always get is, hey, when are you gonna be done? So knowing how things work is a very important part of that. So the first question you always have to answer is, if something is allowed to be done. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that every local municipality or jurisdiction will set a plan up of how they want their community to look like and how they want the infrastructure of the community to operate. So for example, they'll say, hey, over here, you can build single family homes. Over here, you can have a lumberyard. Or over here, you're allowed to build a brewery, or you could have a factory. So they determine what's allowed to be built in a certain area. So that's a very important factor, is being able to understand, well, if I want to buy this piece of property, what can I do with it? Mm. And those rules, as we were talking about earlier, are set locally, right? So they could be different from Chapel Hill to, say, Raleigh, right? Or it depends on the vision of the town council and the elected officials. So it is an important aspect when I get a piece of property, or anybody gets a piece of property, to say, okay, I'm allowed to do this. And then the next part would be, if something is allowed to be done, how is it done? And that's a lot of where my division, my department comes into play in regards to making sure that things are done correctly. So if I want to build a lumberyard or a brewery, I'm allowed to do it. How is that done? Like, what are the rules to having that done? And those rules come from the state, which is an important thing to keep in mind, because being locally, they're the gatekeepers of the rules, so they can kind of make adjustments as need be. And you've seen it all through Chapel Hill over the last several years with the need for affordable housing and things of that nature. So they've gone through and they've done their research and they brought all stakeholders in and they said, okay, we can build this over here, we can build that over there. I'm sure you see a lot of the what they call podium construction now lately, which is, you know, retail on the bottom and some apartments on top. So that's the part of being allowed to do something.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of stakeholders involved, a lot of people involved. Like you said, the first part is, are you allowed to build something, which is a more local, you know, ordinances, county, city, and state is more or less how you get to build that. So what kind of stakeholders are involved with both those processes? You mentioned, like, you know, Duke Energy or so forth.
So for the being allowed to do something, it's the most important stakeholder is the community. because they have a say of what they want in different areas. And then there are other people within the town, such as myself, who work for the town, who help that process along, because we do it every day. So the community says, hey, we'd like to have this over here, but they're not doing it every day. So they have, the town has people like myself who've done it in the past, who help with that. The other stakeholders would be outside entities, such as OWASA, Duke, Dominion. They are an important stakeholder. Department of Health is an important stakeholder. A lot of restaurants up and down Franklin Street. So there are a lot of different stakeholders involved. I think one of the things that we run into is, as we discussed a little bit earlier, was the rules they have to go by. So everybody has different rules, which is sometimes one of the biggest barriers we have to overcome, because OWASA might have different rules for plumbing than the North Carolina Plumbing Code. So those are locally. The stakeholders in regards to the state will depend on where in the type of project. For instance, there's a project happening over on in the corner of Estes and Martin Luther King Boulevard. So really nice development going on over there that's really going to help the community. But it's the North Carolina Department of Transportation would be involved over there because of the roads. There'll also be, in regards to the state, in, would be the North Carolina Department of Insurance. So they are the gatekeepers. So they're the ones who set the rules of how something is built. A lot of people have a hard time understanding is that we don't make the code. We don't necessarily write the code. The code comes from International Code Council, and every state within the United States is able to get it, review it, make their own adjustments to it, and then approve it. And then that's the state code. And that's one of the other barriers we try to overcome, is try to get people to understand, hey, this is a state rule, and we have to follow it, and we just can't change it.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of moving parts there. So, I mean, if you're a builder or you're a homeowner, what advice would you give them before they come to the planning department or the town?
Another great question. So education, being prepared. So it's funny, as a has-been athlete at a high level, so one of the things that we always worked on is know the rules of the game. It's extremely important. So know what the rules are. So locally, the rules that people who want to do business in town, those local rules are called ordinances. So you got to be able to go and understand what those ordinances. So if you want to build a restaurant in town and they say you're allowed to, you know, what are the rules about building it, right? So here's a great example, sororities and frats, right? So the Chapel Hill, there are certain locations that locally they say you're allowed to build a frat or a fraternity, but some of the rules that they have here locally are in the ordinance are sprinklers. So they have to have sprinklers in them. And depending on the size of the building, even if it's existing, they're going to make you put sprinklers in. So those are special local rules that that we have. Also understand the rules from the state as well, and rules of the other outside stakeholders like OWASA and Duke and stuff. It's very important to understand what those rules are, but also understand that we're not adversaries. We're not there to be a barrier to anybody doing what they would like to do. The success of the community has a direct effect on everybody. So the success of your lumberyard has an indirect success on myself as a community member. So knowing that, going in with an open-minded and understanding everybody's interest and have open lines of communication is very important to any kind of project.
Speaking with Tom DiBenedetto, you just heard him, David Fitch. This is Built the Right Way, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors, along with David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Tom, I got to wrap up, but as we do, people want to know more or get in touch with you and the Building Development Service Department. Where can they go? What can they do?
They can go to the Town of Chapel Hill website. They could also give us a call. Our number is 919-968-2718. They can call us there. And they can always stop by Town Hall and visit us. And we're always willing to help out and answer any questions people have.
Townofchapelhill.org is the website for the Town of Chapel Hill. David, I want to give you a chance to get a final word in.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Tom. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And there's so many moving parts to kind of speed things up. You hear a lot of people being frustrated about it, but then they come to the town and they're complaining about this or that. If they do their homework and be prepared and know these rules and practice this, when it's game time, they'll be a whole lot better to execute and get things done faster. Thanks again, Tom.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.